E3 may be all the talk right now, but we know the real action is around the gaming table. This is the Munchkin Minute. Hello, everyone. This is Steven Schleicher for the Munchkin Minute. Got a lot of very interesting stories this week. Steve Jackson Games unleashed a literal flood of steampunk news. You may remember last time we talked about the early promo release of Munchkin Steampunk Deluxe for those stores that wanted to jump in with both feet a couple of months early. That's still happening if your friendly local gaming store signed up for the August shipment. For the rest of us, though, it looks like Munchkin Steampunk Deluxe will arrive in October, and then it will then get released to more hobby stores after that, and then to the rest of the retailer market in early 2016. You know, I can understand the desire to stagger the release to favor the local shops first, and it does allow them to do limited runs of the product to get them out there so that they don't have to pay for the whole kit and caboodle all at once. So if you really want to grab this game, you should find your local game store and get ready for some action. Here's how Steve Jackson Games describes Munchkin Steampunk Deluxe. Grab your gears, put on your top hat, whack the monsters, and grab the treasure with the power of science! You're supposed to say that with me. Science! Munchkin Steampunk Deluxe brings the zaniness of Munchkin to the pseudo-Victorian steampunk era. Bully! Munchkin Steampunk Deluxe comes with a board and standees for tracking your levels and is illustrated by Phil Folio. He's a great artist. I've followed his stuff for years, almost two decades now. Maybe a little bit over that. Gosh, I'm old. In addition to the deluxe box, Steve Jackson Games and Warehouse 23 have the Munchkin Steampunk Kilometer. This is very much like the other kilometers that they sell. But what it does, if you're not familiar with it, is it helps you keep track of your totals. Certainly would save us a lot of time when we do Munchkin Land. Stupid maths. In addition to the counter, the Munchkin Steampunk Kilometer comes with two bonus Munchkin Steampunk cards. Still cannot wait for this game to arrive. It's kind of driving me crazy. As soon as we get it, though, we're going to play it for you on an upcoming installment of Munchkin Land. If you like the Munchkin Dragons booster pack that allows you to flood your dungeon with dragons, but not your Dungeons and Dragons, because that would be a totally different game, Steve Jackson Games has just announced Munchkin Undead. Now, this booster pack adds 15 new monsters, curses, and items dealing with everything dead, or undead, if you like. If you like the undead mechanic as much as I do, man, bring out your undead. Bring out your undead! Then you'll really want to stick it to the rest of the people around the game table with Munchkin Undead when it arrives in October. Now, the retail price is only $5.95 for 15 cards, and like the other Munchkin boosters that Steve Jackson Games has released, this is not a randomized set. Every booster is exactly the same, so unlike Pringles, you can't stop with just one. Got to do some duties here. This episode of Munchkin Land is being brought to you by TweakedAudio.com. Head over to Tweaked Audio for a large selection of some of the finest headphones around. Great designs, I got to tell you. I've got a couple of these. Great colors, and they have great sound. I have a pair myself. I love using them while walking around the neighborhood, and they always go with me on every single road trip. Head over to TweakedAudio.com and check out their selection. And when you do check out, use the code MAJOR, M-A-J-O-R, to save 33% off your order. That code again is MAJOR for 33% off at TweakedAudio.com. Thank you, Tweaked Audio, for your support of the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. You know, really, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good week for Munchkin news. Just wish it was all shipping right now. Finally, today, Steve Jackson Games has the most interesting addition to the world of Munchkin with the Imaginary Frenemies set. This is really strange. I mean, it's really weird. It's one of those things like you get these special exclusive bookmarks, but you have to tear up the bookmark after you use it. So what this is, the Imaginary Frenemies is a booster set that has a couple of cards inside of a blister pack. And as long as you don't open the blister pack, they help you in combat. But if you do open the pack to get the cards inside, you can't use their rules anymore. Here's how the rules work. As long as this package remains unopened, you may keep your Imaginary Frenemies in front of you as a +2 combat bonus. It cannot be lost to curses, bad stuff, or theft, and stays with you even if you die. At any time, you may open the package, releasing your frenemies, and draw as many treasures as there are players in your game. Keep one of the treasures for yourself, and give each other player one each. That's kind of nice. Sign the two door cards inside, yes, with a real pen and permanent ink, and then put them in your hand as well. When you play a card that you've signed, it has double effect. Save this card so you remember this rule in the future. That is really crazy. You can either get a plus two combat bonus, or you get the double effect if you have that signed card. This two-card blister pack also arrives in October with a $3.95 price tag. And I think that wraps it up for this installment of the Munchkin Minute. I want to thank each and every one of you who's become a Major Spoilers VIP. Your contribution really helps us keep the lights on and our servers running month after month. It also allows us to give a little something back to those who spend hours and hours contributing to the site's growth. If you like this show, or any of the other shows that we produce for you on a weekly basis, we would really appreciate your support. You can become a Major Spoilers VIP by pointing your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. And your monthly contribution can go a long way to helping us grow and entertaining you. You can think of the Major Spoilers VIP program kind of like a Patreon program without Patreon taking their share. This means more of your contribution can be used to fund ongoing programming for you. As a special thank you, all of our awesome VIPs get access to bonus content, behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on, and special podcasts just for them. Thank you so much for your support. It really means a lot to me and to everyone at Major Spoilers and Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with a friend. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.